Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
It's got your boy Gene Simmons. I've had the cure, thinking all the time. Trying to get the devil horns trademarked.
No, not the devil horns. There's a difference.
He's filed an application with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for the devil horns or metal horns.
He does this in concert.
That's the I love you sign. I love you.
It's the devil horns with your thumb out. That's what he does a lot when he
plays. That's what I do and got in trouble for it.
It's not the devil horns. This is the devil horn.
Yeah.
You cannot trademark the American Sign Language sign for I love you.
Well, he always claimed that he invented that.
Oh.
And Dio claimed he invented it.
Yeah, ask Helen Keller who invented it. Because she was doing it 60 years ago.
Sign language thing. Nobody's talking to you.
Jeez.
Gene Simmons claimed that he came up with the devil horns because when he plays bass and he's holding the pick and when he raises his hand to the crowd, he's still got the pick between his two middle fingers and his thumb, which leaves the index finger and pinky pointed up. And that's how he invented that.
Right. Well, I've got a finger pointed up for Gene Simmons. It's a universal sign.
And then Dio was like, no, I came up with that.
And then Ozzy
said he came up with it. Everybody's like, Dio, you're not 4 foot tall. You can't come up with anything.
Dio's dead.
Yeah.
He's 6 feet under, not 4 feet tall.
Apparently, he had little harsh words a few years ago when asked about it. He said Gene Simmons will tell you he invented it. He once said, but then again, Gene invented breathing and shoes and everything else.
Right, and I invented the internet.
Dio said that?
Yeah.
I missed that, man. That little man.
Yeah, little bitty guy.
These people bother me. You know why? Because of Twisted Sister Cafe on Johnson Drive, that cute little coffee shop, and then that jerk sued her. She's like 68 years old, has never heard of whoever that guy is.
JJ Friend.
In her entire life, and he sued her. Like, dude, the world does not revolve around you and the one hit you had in 1981.
Two hits and it was 1984.
Whatever, get over yourself.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Rod, we ought to play Devil Horns or No Devil Horns with Dana. This could be like a new game on this show. I'm going to play you a clip. Rod, you get a band ready.
Okay.
And I got one ready right now. I'm going to play you a clip.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds to either put your... let me see your devil horns. Those are terrible. Thumb in. Devil.
Little bunny foo-foos hopping through the forest.
See the face of the devil there?
Field mice and popping them in the head. That's the little bunny foo-foo sign.
Devil hands down.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds. I'm going to play you a clip right now.
Do it.
You put your devil horns up or your devil horns down, and Rod and I will tell you if you're correct or not.
It's my life again.
No.
Devil horns are up.
No.
Devil horns are up.
No.
Never in a million years do you put the devil horns up at a Bon Jovi concert. Rod, hang on before you play your clip. I'll never forget when I was married years ago, Adam Bold from the Mutual Fund Store got us great tickets to go see Bon Jovi, Sean and me. Rod, I'm not kidding you when I'm telling you I'm standing there. You know, it's a Bon Jovi concert. It's always a good, like, visual orgasm kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's fine. And I'm just standing there kind of enjoying the show, you know. Ooh, she's a little runaway. And
great
this,
song.
This is all I see from my then-wife all night. I mean, she is, like, thrusting the devil horns towards Bon Jovi.
No, that's not how you do it.
And I'm like, I go, stop.
What's funny is, like, all of the other women surrounding her were doing the same thing.
Exactly.
And we're between songs. I go, what are you? I mean, it was like she was committing a crime to me.
Yeah.
I go, what are you doing?
She's devil horns in it. I'm peeing my pants.
You cannot devil horns a Bon Jovi show. This ain't Iron Maiden.
No, that's not right. That's not right.
All right, Rod.
Do whatever he feels right.
Devil horns or no devil horns?
Is this Youth Gone Wild?
Oh.
We are the Youth Gone Wild.
I love when she tries to force the lyrics in.
We are the... Wait. We are the Youth Gone Wild. Actually, it kind of fits.
You say thank you.
Do you devil horn this band or not?
Yes.
You would devil horn this band.
I would devil horns. I think it's Motley Crue.
You are correct. Woo! And I would say you would be correct to devil horn Motley
absolutely.
Crue.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
One more. Well, Rod, you get one more. I got one more. Do you devil horn this band? So we're devil horning this.
I might stick the thumb out for that one.
So more of an I love you than the
I
devil horn.
I love you, not Hail Satan.
I would have a lighter in one hand.
Yeah.
And the I love you sign in the other.
I don't know how you do it, making love.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to tell you, I blast this in my car all the time. And then when I'm at a red light, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I just own it. I own it. I own my love for Air Supply.
You should always be embarrassed.
Like every moment of my life.
Exactly, yes. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed.
You do read. Like her eyes open at like 6:30 in the morning. She goes, I'm embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed. Oh my God.
And then at night when she lays down, she goes, I'm embarrassed.
Yep, exactly.
Well, that's the soundtrack playing in my head. It just goes on a loop.
You do realize you are the epitome. Mm-hmm. Of the Johnson County beige soccer mom.
I do not have a beige house.
No, I know you don't. You have a yellow house.
Okay.
But you have...
That was a very bold choice on my part, by the way.
Very bold.
Thank you.
But you have the perfect Johnson County mom hair.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
I do have mom hair.
Okay. You have... And that's not an...
No.
That's not an insult.
We had a listener meet me once, and she goes, oh, you have mom hair.
You wear...
she said that, remember?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. What are the shoes that she wears?
New Balance.
New Balance.
New Balance orthopedic shoes.
Mall walking shoes.
I do, and I own those too.
You drive in a convertible.
I do. I love that car.
You live in Leawood.
I do.
And when you go home, you jam Air Supply.
Yes, I do.
Nothing says white, beige house, Johnson County soccer
like
mom.
Like making love out of nothing
like
at all.
Like you. All right, Rod, give her one more. Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah! Talk dirty to me. Is that the song?
Yeah, the song correct.
Yeah, you actually got it right this time.
I devil horns that.
All right. Stop the music.
What you're missing.
Wait. Wait. Rod, I don't want your vote yet. I'm going to say 3-2-1, and then, because this one I think would divide some people. We're going to go 3-2-1, and then you give your vote. Do you devil horn a Poison concert?
Oh, yeah. You got to own that.
Okay. 3-2-1. No.
The lyric you're forgetting in the Air Supply hit that I blast from my car.
You do not devil horn a Poison concert.
Is, and I make all the stadiums rock. He says in that song, I make all the stadiums rock. That's when you hit the devil horns.
There you go.
Look up the lyrics.
No, he doesn't make any stadium rock.
Yes, well, they're more...
He doesn't know what rock means.
They're more casino circuit, but that casino is rocking.
It's not rocking.
And I make all the stadiums rock. He says it.
Well, Bon Jovi says, I've seen a million faces and I rock them all.
He
you
did
still
rock
don't devil horn a Bon
He's
Jovi
like,
show.
I just saw a 41-year-old woman pee her pants in public. That's making the stadium rock.
No, that's just a Johnson County soccer mom that's got some bladder control issues.
Not anymore. Thank you, Diva.
That's what it sounds like.
Is that asparagus?
All right.
Here it is. I just looked up the lyrics.
I got one more for you. Ready?
Yes.
I'll let Kara vote on this one. Mm-hmm. Devil horn or no? Devil
Definitely.
Horn?
Definitely.
Yeah.
They All
never,
the way.
They never come down. And that's not even my favorite record by them.
Well, there you go.
Let's get back into the stuff that Dana would know from this song.
Here we go.
The lyrics.
I can make the runner stumble. I can make the final block. I can make every tackle at the sound of the whistle. I can make all the stadiums rock. What is that?
Well, first of all, he's trying to be like a tough guy. Air Supply's lead singer.
I never
singer,
knew that's what he said. I can make the runner stumble. I can make the... I don't know what I sang there. I can make the final block. Sometimes I just kind of let it loose and I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. I can make every tackle at the sound of the whistle. Who are you tackling when someone whistles?
It's a football reference, Dana.
They don't blow a whistle and then you tackle? That's in running. They blow the whistle.
Oh, my God. I can't do this anymore.
And then he makes the stadiums rock.
And you wonder why I'm taking tomorrow off.
He's making a runner stumble.
Yeah.
Kind of a jerk move.
TV is huge. TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. Something Difference award-winning TV commercials are dreamed up by our super-duper creative team who bring real-world broadcast expertise to each project. We love making your ad memorable and effective. We'll help make your business TV premiere really count. Call Something Different now at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. That's 1-866-774-9900. Visit Something Different at one of our Kansas City locations or online at somethingdifferent.com.
You'll take my life, but I'll take yours too. You'll fire a musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack, you better stand, there's no turning back. The field with sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of my free smoke and awesome.
Story here out of Shawnee. Wait to hear this one, Dana. Family and friends of a high school senior who died last year are heartbroken after his tombstone was removed from the grave. A friend of Trayvon Mays set up a GoFundMe page for the monument's return. Meanwhile, city officials in Shawnee are not happy because they own the cemetery and it was removed without their permission. Mays, who was a senior at Shawnee Mission Northwest, you guys may remember this story, it was so sad, died last year after drowning while swimming and paddleboarding with friends at Lakeview Estates Neighborhood Lake. You remember that story?
I do.
His gravesite is marked by bundles of flowers, a visor that he wore, his graduation cap, but the tombstone that marked the site is now gone, a shocking surprise to his friends.
Who would do that?
The city says they're rethinking their protocol because no family member should have to go through this. It is unclear when the tombstone was removed. However, the owner of Bloom, B-L-U-H-M, Bloom Monuments, admits that he took the tombstone.
Whoa, hold the phone.
I'm not even done with that sentence.
I thought this was going to be vandalism.
Oh, no.
Oh, continue.
The owner of Bloom Monuments admits that he took the tombstone because of an outstanding debt. He refused to discuss the matter any further with Channel 5 before hanging up the phone. A small plaque now marks the plot. A GoFundMe page was created yesterday to raise $1,500 for the monument's return. The city says they would have worked with their partners to ensure the tombstone was not removed because the city technically owns the cemetery.
So, now look, I'm not saying you shouldn't pay your debt, even really awful, horrifying debts like those to, say, a funeral home or a tombstone maker guy. But he was so mad at non-payment, he ripped the tombstone from the grave of a deceased young person? Really, Bloom?
I'm just telling you what the story says.
Wow!
Uh-huh. However,
doesn't that cross an enormous moral boundary, Scott? It's one thing to repossess a car. You don't repossess the tombstone marking the gravesite of a young person we lost. This is the most horrifying thing I can imagine.
But Dana, I agree with you. However, I would point out, and yes,
tombstones don't pay for themselves.
What would I say?
Tombstones don't pay for themselves.
How much is an average?
They need $1,500.
Okay, but what is an average? Okay. It says for an well, it says an upright can cost you up to $10,000. Those are the big ones.
Yeah, the real big ones.
Okay, you can get a simple upright tombstone in the range of $1,000 to $3,000. I mean, I don't even know what to say to this. I honestly don't even know what to say right now.
But Dana, if you were in a business and you provided a service and you weren't paid for your work, wouldn't you be upset?
But here's my other question. I'm going to see your comment and raise you this comment. When you order a monogrammed jacket for, say, your daughter on her 12th birthday, which I did last week, because it is monogrammed with her sweet little initials, you pay for that product up front. And guess what? There ain't no returning it. You buy it, you pay for it, it shipped, it turns out it was too big. Doesn't matter. They're not going to take it back. It's monogrammed. When you order a tombstone, forgive me, thank God, I don't know how that works. They don't demand payment up front.
Well, somebody just said he should have demanded payment up front.
It's not like if your name is Richard Q. Shorkerson. Let's just say that's the dead guy's name. And you order a tombstone and it says Richard Q. Shorkerson and it's got the birth date and the death date. It's not like you can resell that. I guess you could chisel it. Could you sand it down and remake it or something?
That'd be kind of tawdry, don't you think?
Right. We're going to sell you a previously used tombstone. Guy's name was Richard. But your sweet Edna's not going to mind.
Somebody says a couple of different texts here that are good. You take the family to civil court over the non-payment. You don't become a double douchebag and take the gravestone of the young kid and then repossess it for non-payment. Okay. Somebody else says, though, wait a minute, this is the first I've heard of this story, but the guy does have a business. What is he supposed to do, guys? I'm sure he has to keep the lights on. He has mouths to feed, etc. He is running a business. It happens to be a business that you don't ever want to have to visit. But
it
we
says,
all do.
Family business started in 1883.
So he just writes that one off?
You don't steal it from the gravesite.
It's technically his property. You haven't paid for it.
Oh, come on, Scott.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm playing devil's advocate. I think it was a bad move. However, I mean, think about this.
This is why I want to be cremated. I don't want to go through any of this.
What do you want me to do with the ashes? Ninth hole?
Yeah. You're not supposed to, but yeah.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
576-7798. This tombstone making operation here in Kansas City decided, since the family of Trayvon Mays hadn't paid the $1,500 for the tombstone, he just walked right into the cemetery one night and grabbed it and took it. That's my tombstone. They haven't paid me for it.
What if someone had caught him in the middle of this? Because it looks like you're a grave robber. I'm sorry. Walking off with something like that would have taken, correct me if I'm wrong, it would have taken equipment. Am I wrong, Scott?
It depends on how big it is. Probably would have taken at least two men.
I think it would have taken more than that. For if it was a $1,500 tombstone, that's going to be an upright slab of concrete. That's going to be insanely heavy. No?
It would be heavy. All right, 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Rod will be with you in a second. So if the phone's ringing, you're getting through, hang tight. Rod's one man with four phone lines.
You put it down, we'll dig it up.
Get to your calls, your comments in just a moment.
TV is huge. TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. Something Difference award-winning TV commercials are dreamed up by our super-duper creative team who bring real-world broadcast expertise to each project. We love making your ad memorable and effective. We'll help make your business TV premiere really count. Call Something Different now at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. That's 1-866-774-9900. Visit Something Different at one of our Kansas City locations or online at somethingdifferent.com.
It's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do
rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
It was almost like when he wrote this song in the 70s that he was foreseeing bro country in the 20-teens when he says things need to change.
Sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way.
He would have been 80 years old today, the great Waylon Jennings, greatest country music artist of all time. We're talking about this story. It's from Channel 5. Young man, you guys may remember the story. It was tragic, as any young death is. Trayvon Mays, he went to Shawnee Mission Northwest, had a lot of friends, and he drowned when he was out swimming with some friends at a neighborhood lake. Well, his parents buried him, of course, and apparently weren't able to pay the $1,500 tab on the tombstone. Well, the tombstone company, according to Channel 5, went ahead and just went into the cemetery the other night and took the tombstone. And they admit it. Channel 5 says the owner of Bloom Monuments admits he took the tombstone because of an outstanding debt. Then he hung up without answering any more questions. Now, they threw that one in for dramatic effect. I mean, I wouldn't answer any more questions either. I took the tombstone. Yep. Outstanding debt. Yep. Goodbye.
See, the story headline, they buried the lead. The story headline is the tombstone was removed. And there's someone on Twitter who has a great point. He said that is unethical because it leads the reader to believe that there was a crime involved here, that someone stole. Because the very first thing I thought was, this is vandalism. Someone stole this. How awful. On some scavenger hunt? Why would you steal that? This is true. This guy writes, most people don't read the whole story. Most people nowadays just don't. They will believe this was stolen. The information that this was repossessed needs to be higher. And I would make the argument, Scott, that someone repossessing a tombstone is worse. It's worse to me than someone stealing it. Here's my other question.
Well, let me point out, when you're talking about, and I know it's a little bit of journalistic inside baseball, they don't get to the tombstone being repossessed. Of course, they do mention it was removed in the first paragraph. They don't get to it being repossessed because of an outstanding debt in the Channel 5. And I feel like Tom Volek right now, like we're parsing everybody's journalism.
You've buried the lead.
They don't get to it until the eighth paragraph of the story.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah. They got to move that up. It's got to be in the intro that this thing was repossessed, and here's why. It is shocking that it is repossessed and this was a business decision. Quite frankly, it would not be that shocking that it was simple vandalism to a headstone. Unfortunately, we hear about cemeteries being vandalized. Sure. It's much more shocking when you hear a business owner made a business decision to go into a cemetery and remove a headstone from a teenager's grave.
Somebody says, here's a different twist. It sounds to me like this guy did them a favor by not demanding payment up front, which most companies would. They took advantage of it and didn't pay their bill. It's a little more complicated because it does involve the death of someone and a family's grief. But in the end, the family is in the wrong. I would agree with every word written in that text. Most tombstone companies are going to tell you, you pay up front. They didn't have to. Maybe this guy cut them a break. Maybe he felt sorry for them.
Right.
Teenage son drowns in a lake. Yeah, I'll get you your tombstone. No problem. Is your name Coey?
Corey.
Hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. How y'all?
We're doing really well, man. Thank you for asking.
I just recently switched companies. Used to work for a tombstone company. And the thing, you're absolutely right. It's very, very rare to not demand payment in full or have some type of an in-store credit card type of revolving credit sign up.
Right.
Because no tombstone company wants to be in the position of, you didn't pay me, but I can't do anything because I'm going to look like the world's biggest jerk if I try to go back and make this right.
But let me ask you this, Corey, let me stop you for a second, and then please feel free to continue. What is the cost of the average tombstone?
It varies widely, but I heard you say it was $1,500, so it was probably a flat marker.
It was.
That would be my guess. Flat markers are anywhere from 1,000 up to 3,000 or 4,000 upright.
It'd
be a very small upright for $1,500.
All right, but Corey, you would agree, and you know, I've been very fortunate in life, and I'm very frugal. If, God forbid, I had to pay for a $1,500 tombstone tonight, I could do it. But a lot of families can't. And death is oftentimes unexpected.
Well, and especially with somebody young like that.
Right.
That's why, like I say, a lot of places have, it's kind of like a JCPenney's card, or except it's, you know, built for the end of life type of company where they can have it available. You can sign up for a credit card. You can. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of crowdfunding now. But, yeah, no, it had to be a buddy, or because it was a high-profile passing, they wanted to handle it, which that happens sometimes, just for to be able to say we took care of that family, and you may have cut them a break to get in there. I don't know. I know that happens sometimes.
All right, man. Somebody points out this family screwed the next family that might have gotten an upfront pay-me-later. Somebody else points out that if they couldn't afford it, they should have picked a cheaper headstone.
I'm sure there are many listeners who are listening right now who have been in this position who thought, oh my gosh, I've always heard about this burial insurance. I had no idea that it was $1,500 for a little flat piece of stone. And you're put in a position where you can't pay for it after the sudden, unexpected death of a young person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think if you're in your 70s and 80s, you kind of thought about that kind of thing. You don't think about it when someone's 17 or 18 years old.
Well, no, you pray that that's not something you'll have to deal with. But regardless, you buy something, you pay for it. I mean, it's like going to Walmart and putting on some glasses and leaving. I can't imagine somebody doing that. You don't do that. You don't not pay for something.
Right. You don't go
and then get mad because they expect payment.
Like, Rod, you would not walk into, say, a large retail box store,
right,
put on a pair of sunglasses, and then just walk out the door not expecting that company to want some sort of reimbursement for the product you just walked out the door with.
Right. That would be ridiculous.
It would be against the law. Right? Rod, by the way, and you know I plan to be cremated. Hey, pay attention.
I'm listening. Yeah, you plan to be cremated.
Yeah, because you're the one who's going to have to follow through on all my commands.
Okay.
Just take it out of my account. The Kiss urn, the official Kiss urn, because Kiss will sell anything with their name on it, is $578.35. I would like my remains put into a Kiss urn.
I will see what I can do.
Problems that I cannot even begin.
If you think I'm kidding, look, I kid you not. There is a Kiss urn.
That's just weird.
That's awesome.
It's just.
You know, Kiss sells coffins too, right?
I'm aware. Also,
look at that. There's the new deluxe Kiss casket. Dude, that is awesome.
That will go in the ground and no one will ever see again.
Well, they'll dig it up someday. And they'll say, this guy was special.
I bet you have to pay up front for a specialty Kiss casket.
Ooh, Rod, you got to see the all black one. It has Kiss on the inside, too.
Well, yeah.
Wait a minute. We got to go to Kevin and Lee's Summit.
All right. Hello, Kevin.
Kevin, come on. You can't actually
think
that.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, brother?
Hey, I'm going to play devil advocate for you guys. What's the difference between what he done and you buying a car and it getting repoed? You need your car to go to work.
I think repossessing a car is different than repossessing a tombstone.
I'm sorry, Dana. There is no difference. If you bought a refrigerator and they came and repoed it, there's no difference. You need a refrigerator to keep your food cold.
But the refrigerator's not marking the death of a teenager snatched in the best years of his life.
Some things you cannot do with your heart.
Not me. I do it all with my heart.
I need $1,000. You want to loan me $1,000?
She doesn't have $1,000, Kevin. You're barking up the wrong tree, man.
If I had it, I'd give it to you.
All right, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks, Rod Babcock on KMBZ. Driving weather together, we'll start with Jay Edwards.
Scott, online Costco earns $85.
Online Kiss official earn $578.35.
My crowd will have money left over for drinks. Okay, right now looking at westbound 152 Highway at...
Get ready to expose yourself. Something different can help you maximize your brand exposure with Facebook advertising. Are you using Facebook ads? Want tips to step up your game? Facebook ads can be highly profitable, and there are many ways to make them more effective. That's where Something Different can help you. Something Different can help find an audience for your business. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call now to discuss your marketing efforts. 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
You really like my limousine. You like the way the wheels roll. You like my 7-inch leather heel. And going to all of the shows. But do you love me?
I mean, like, do you?
Do you love me?
From the text line, yeah. Like Rod is going to outlive you, Scott. Good point.
You did quit drinking, so.
Yeah. And you didn't quit eating bad food.
No.
Did you quit smoking?
Mostly.
Does Tabitha know that?
Mostly.
Rod, buy a damn red Solo cup, put Scott in that, and then keep the rest of the money for yourself.
See, that goes back to my thing of I won't know.
You don't care because you won't know, and I'm the same
way.
Yeah,
I'll be dead.
Everything.
I don't know, don't care.
You know what? It's everything donated. Donate everything on my body they can use.
Yes, of course. To give somebody else future life.
Yep,
my liver is probably of little or no value.
Yep.
But I got to think about this the other night, the other day when I was driving home. These are the weird, stupid thoughts that go through my head. I thought, what happens if I were to donate my body to science? Like, to further people's understanding of the human body and the way it works, you know, because I mean,
want a bunch of people at KU Med digging their hands
in
your gut.
I'm going to be hopefully in heaven. I'm not. Why would I care what somebody does to my body? But Rod, you've heard those horror stories about what medical students sometimes do when they're learning.
Yeah,
and they
you don't get to decide.
They're making fun of you.
No, they don't do that. They don't do that.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Let me tell you this.
Of course, they do.
They're very respectful with those who donate because it is such a gift that you have to be respectful about it.
Oh, I've heard rumors that they make fun of you.
No, that being said, because I've been to the cadaver lab at KU for the anatomy class I took at KU.
Well, yeah, cameras rolling. They're always going
to
be nice.
That being said, you don't get to decide when you donate your body to science where you end up. You could end up as a crash test dummy.
Oh.
And they do that. You could end up...
I've already done that.
They could end up decapitating you, and you're used as a facial plastic surgeon, you know... test
like a
head.
Practice head?
A practice head. Yes. Have you not read the book Body?
No.
You gotta read or Stiff. The book's called Stiff. And it's all of the different things that happen to us once you donate to science. And the thing that I learned from that book, Stiff, is you don't really get to decide.
Like they would put me in a car without strapping me in and
at
then
100 miles an hour and then they
again?
See what happens. Yes. Damn, he went through the windshield again.
The luck. Greg and Clay Como. Hello, Greg.
How are you?
Doing really well, man. Thank you.
For one thing, I agree with the company. Repossess the graveyard stone. The man has family to feed and everything like that. And if you're going to run a business, you can't have people walk all over you. And I was actually stuck in the same situation not with a graveyard, but I used to do auto glass. And I was doing this job for this lady. She had this brand new Mercedes and everything like that. It was a very beautiful car and everything. And I get done with the job and everything, and I ask her for payment and everything. And she handed me her card. Well, it declined. Well, she handed me another card. That declined. She tried to write me a check. I tried to run her check. That didn't go through. And she had no way of paying me. And so I called my boss, and my boss told me to repossess the glass out of her car.
Take the glass back.
Yeah, take the glass back and put her old one in, and the old one was pretty beat up.
Well, but then you're out the labor, though. He's also out the labor.
He's pretty proud of putting in the battered glass, isn't he?
Someone wrote in, Dana, it seems that you are locked into the fact that the tombstone that was repossessed, that we're talking about here in Kansas City, marked the death of a child.
Mm.
Would it make a difference if the tombstone marked the death of, say, Timothy McVeigh?
Mm.
Is your problem, Dana, with the tombstone itself or what it commemorates?
What it commemorates.
That's fair. I think it's worse because it's a teenager.
All right, 576-7798. Get to more of your calls, your comments here in just a moment. You're on Dana and Parks.